I'm not always the best about washing my hands, you know? Matter of fact, I hate washing my hands. I know that's not popular to say these days. And honestly, it's never really been that popular to say. But I hate it. I like to compliment people's bathroom soaps so they think I wash my hands. I hate when I'm in a public restroom and somebody else comes in there because I'm like, dang, now I gotta wash my hands. And the soap they give you now, they don't even give you real soap. They just give you foam in there. It's like used soap. It's like soap that somebody else has already worked into a lather. I don't know about you, but I'd kind of like to work my own lather. That's not a service I'm looking for. They say they give you the foam to conserve soap. And I had no idea we were dealing with a soap crisis. So I like to do my part by just not using any at all.
Looking at the world through the sunset in your eyes. Traveling the train to clear Moroccan skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens call. Animal carpet wall to wall. American ladies 5 foot tall and blue. Sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen up to what's been said to you. Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board. Going south, blowing smoke rings from the corners of my gold buttons hang in the air. Charming cobras in the square. Stripes your leathers we can wear at home. Oh, let me hear you now. Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. You know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. But you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're digging me to Marrakesh.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash without Young. He wasn't there yet. Neil Young not a part of the group when they did this song. As a matter of fact, when they were at Woodstock, Neil Young, I don't know why he had to be so obstinate, but he did not want to be filmed by the Woodstock documentary people. You know, the big documentary Woodstock, which was, you know, a big Warner Brothers Academy Award-winning movie, he wouldn't allow his likeness to be photographed. So he's not in the movie Woodstock. Now, I don't know if Crosby, Stills, and Nash are. I don't know if they worked around them. But they had to do it in such a way where they didn't film Neil Young at all. And I'll bet you that he regretted that because there were a lot of groups who wouldn't allow themselves to be filmed. You got to remember, it was 1969. It was the counterculture. You know, we're not going to go for the commercialism. Yet, well, when the film won an Academy Award and made millions and millions and millions of dollars, I bet you would have hoped you were in that film then. So a lot of groups didn't want to be in the film. There's a list somewhere. Maybe I'll find the list later on. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me here. It's 610 at WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refreshed. On your Wednesday, March 27th, going to be a beautiful day today. Sunny, highs near 41. It's going to be a little cool, but still sunny. I'll take sunny. A clear sky tonight, lows 26, and sunshine tomorrow, a little warmer, highs near 45. Right now, it's windy at 29. It's cold. We're starting off really great. I forgot a lot of my papers at home this morning. I put them in my, I have an attaché case that has sections in it. And when I left here yesterday, I put them in the wrong section. And I took that section out and left at home, which I do every day. And unfortunately, this was one with the papers I needed. But being the radio pro that I am, I worked around it. But we'll see. If I was able to pull that up. Hey, coming up at 7:06 today, we're going to reminisce about growing up in Racine in the 50s and 60s with Carol Gianforte and Jim Rasier. They're both going to be here in the studio. It should be fun. Carol last time couldn't make it. She was getting away from the cold weather in Arizona. But today they're both here together, and this should be a lot of fun. 7:06 today. You don't want to miss this show. And if you do miss it, and you can't, you're at work or whatever, listen to the podcast. It's usually up around 10 o'clock this morning. You can get the podcast at civicmedia.us, WRJN.com, the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. You can get it everywhere. Just type in Don Rosen, and you'll find it, okay? I have got a wild story to tell you. It happened when I was in first grade, and yesterday it continued. This happened in first grade. I probably should not use the guy's full name. I'm just going to use the name Michael. I'm not going to use his last name. When I was in first grade, my teacher at Eastlake Elementary School was a lady named Miss Healy. I remember her being a very nice woman, a nice teacher, really good, a kind. That's what I remember about her. And back then, the teacher's always dressed immaculate with dresses and everything. She was a beautiful woman, and she just was a great teacher. She was a young lady. She wasn't an old school marm. She was a young lady. So our desks were not in rows. They formed tables. They put our desks together to face each other and make tables. And in one of the tables was this kid named Michael. And one day, and this is a normal kid, like everybody else in the classroom, he starts laughing. But I don't mean laughing out loud. I mean laughing maniacally. And Miss Healy said, "Michael, please, you're disrupting the class." And he wouldn't stop. He'd give me like that. And she said, "Michael, if you don't stop, you're going to go down to see Mr. Dodd," who was our principal. And he kept, she said, "Michael, go to the principal." And he wouldn't go. He just sat there. So she said, "Michael, go to see Mr. Dodd. Out of the classroom. You're disrupting the whole class." And he kept going, not loud, but like a maniacal sound to it. And keep in mind, this kid's only 7 years old. You know, we're not dealing with some adult here. So she goes over and she picks him up by the arm. And he starts flailing, and he kicks her in the shins, not once, but several times. And now she's bleeding in her shins. She's wearing stockings, but you can see the blood coming through. And you can see she's starting to cry, Miss Healy, because this kid's uncontrollable. And, of course, no other kid is. We're just sitting there with our mouths open. What is going on? And he is flailing, and she gets him, and she can't control him because he's kicking and kicking. She puts him in the closet and shuts the door. He's in the coat closet now. And Miss Healy's crying, and she says to the students, "Go get Mr. Dodd. Run down to the office and get Mr. Dodd." And Mr. Dodd comes in. And Mr. Dodd's like 6'5". Very nice man. Very nice. Great principal. And he opens the door, and Michael just jumps at him, just flailing all over the place, like a lunatic, like he's possessed. And Mr. Dodd grabs him by the arm and drags him out of the classroom. We never saw Michael again. Never saw him. That was the last time anybody ever saw Michael until yesterday. From first grade in the 1960s till yesterday, I was telling my daughter the story, and she said, "Why don't we look him up on Facebook?" And I said, "Well, put these keywords in there. You got to put his name in and put the word Massapequa Park in there and put the year, you know, whatever that he was born." But he couldn't put the year of the birth in. But she put Massapequa Park in, and there was one name that came up. And it said he graduated from a Catholic school the same year I graduated from high school. I said, "That's got to be him." I said, "What does he look like?" So she sent me the picture, and I have a picture of our first grade class picture. And I compared the pictures. Now, keep in mind, I mean, it's 60-some-odd years later. It's him. It's Michael. You can tell by his shape of his face, his lips, his eyes. It's him. So I said to my daughter, I said, "Well, what do you want to do?" I said, "I don't know. I'm just curious if whatever happened to him." I said, "Why don't you text him? You know, message him. You know, he's on Facebook. You can do that." I said, "I don't know." After all these years, she said, "No, let's find out." So I said, "Why don't I just send him a message that says, 'I know what you did.'" That's it. I am dying to know what he left the classroom and never came back. Here's my guess. My guess is he got thrown out of the school. I mean, he attacked the teacher, and he's a crazy kid. He attacked the teacher, and my guess is he got expelled from the school, and he went to Catholic school instead. He went to a religious school. That's my guess, because you can pay to get into those schools, and, you know, they'll take you. Where the public schools, if they throw you out, you're out. So that's my guess. He had to go to a Catholic school. That's where he graduated. So I have the pictures on my phone. I'm going to run it by Jim and Carol to see if they agree that this is the same person. But all these years later, and you can see by the shape of his head, his eyes, those black beady eyes, and also that his mouth, some of those things never change on a person. So I'm going to see if they recognize him. This was, and all day yesterday, I kept saying, should I contact him? Should I not? I'm just dying to know what happened to this guy. And he obviously is on Facebook. He's, you know, he graduated from Catholic schools, high school, so he must, you know. But it's him. From Massapequa Park, he graduated the same year as me. He looks basically the same. No, I think it's the same guy. So all day yesterday, I kept thinking, should I contact him? But what if I contact him and he doesn't respond? But then I start seeing strange things pop up on my phone. You know, I know who you are. I know what you did. All right, Michael, maybe I'll just leave you alone. I don't know if he has a family. I don't know. The picture of him looks a little pathetic looking. I mean, he's just sitting there like an old man in a chair. And he's the same age I am. But he just looks a lot older. But I got to know what happened that day. Even if he remembers what happened that day. Whoa. All right. Do you know there's a term called sunshine guilt? It's trending right now. Now, I will tell you, when I was a kid, I had sunshine guilt. Do you know what it is? It's when the weather's really nice, but you'd rather stay inside, but you feel guilty about it. When I was a kid, I liked to stay inside and do stuff. And my mother said, well, it's so nice outside. All the kids are outside. And I said, but I'm going to stay inside. And I felt guilty about it because it was so nice. And I said, well, I'm wasting this day. But I wasn't wasting it. I was doing stuff inside the house that I like to do. So sunshine guilt, after all these years, is finally making its way into the public brain. After I was experienced this when I was a little kid. All right. Becoming sunny today with a high near 41. Clear tonight. Lows 26. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 45. Right now, we got windy weather. It's 29 degrees at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Don't forget, Jim and Carol coming in. We're reminiscing about Racine. If you grew up in Racine, you're going to want to be here. I promise you, you'll love it.
Song, but it wasn't a big hit. All these groups, when they had their big hit, they said, this is it, we're gonna be as big as the Beatles. No, it didn't work out like that for a lot of lot of groups. I think that was 1972 Gallery, right? 622 WRJN. All right, I got a list here of the groups. These groups were omitted from the movie Woodstock for various reasons, most of them because their manager said, don't do it. Now, I got to remember the year was 1969, so some of these groups, you know, were big then, but they're not now. Sweetwater, the Incredible String Band, Tim Hardin, although some of his dialogue is in there, but his music is not. Ravi Shankar, Melanie, she just passed away a few months ago, Melanie. She had Brand New Key and, you know, Lay Down. She had a couple of hit songs. She wouldn't be in it. Let's see, Mountain, that I knew because there were interviews done with Leslie West from Mountain. And he regretted that. He took the advice of his manager not to be in the movie. He said, I regret that. Here's another group that regretted it, too. The Grateful Dead. See, these groups, once they grew up and got out of that, you know, I'm not doing this commercial stuff, they regretted it. Mountain, Grateful Dead, Creedence Clearwater Revival. They were in Woodstock, but they did not want to be in the movie. So they just weren't. They didn't film Creedence. The Band with Robbie Robertson. He's not, they're not in the movie either. Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Spinning Wheel, all those great songs, and When I Die, all those, they weren't in the movie Woodstock. They just, their manager said no. Johnny and Edgar Winter, they said on the advice of their manager, they were not in the movie, and they regretted that. And Paul Butterfield, he had the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. He was not in the movie either. All those groups, and there were a couple of others that I don't remember. Quill, Keith Hartley, not Keith, but Keith Hartley. Let's see, Burt Summer, Incredible String Band. Some of those I don't remember. But yeah, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, The Band, CCR, Grateful Dead, Mountain, Melanie. And Neil Young wouldn't be in the movie either. Crosby, Stills, Nash are in the film, but not Neil Young. He wouldn't allow himself to be filmed. So they edited around Neil Young. They filmed it, but they had to edit him out and play some fancy tricks with that. Yeah, so those are the groups that wouldn't be in the movie Woodstock. And they all lived to regret it. Okay, there was a movie auction held. They auctioned off some movie memorabilia the other day, and here's what the prices went for. You know that floating door that saved Kate Winslet in the movie Titanic? That floating door sold for $718,750 at the auction. It was the highest selling item. Harrison Ford's whip in Temple of Dune, $525,000. Bill Murray's rose bowling shirt from the movie Kingpin. What a good movie. $350,000. Wayne Knight, the shaving cream can he used to smuggle dinosaur embryos in Jurassic Park. $250,000. You know who Wayne Knight is, right? That's Newman from Seinfeld. Jack Nicholson's axe from the movie The Shining sold for $125,000. Tobey Maguire's black suit from Spider-Man 3, $125,000. And Kate Winslet's chiffon dress from the end of the movie Titanic, $125,000. Now, I own two bits of memorabilia from the movies. My son got these for me. In the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the original from 1971, there's these plants in the background in one scene, all these little blue plants. I have a couple of those plants that were used in the background of the movie. I also have some of the blood from the scene in Jaws. When there was blood, they sopped it up a little bit with cloth, and I got a piece of that cloth. So those are my two bits of memorabilia. If you're ever in my house, they're proudly displayed on the shelf. My son found a place where you can get that stuff. So that was pretty neat. I like that. Odd but true, Neil Simon. This is the guy who wrote The Odd Couple and Prisoner of Second Avenue. The Sunshine Boys wrote a whole bunch of great Broadway hits. Intentionally wrote a bad Broadway play. It was called Fools. The reason he wrote it was his ex-wife had just won the rights to his next play in their divorce. So he wanted to make one that would flop so she wouldn't get any money. And it did flop. Ran only 1 month in 1981. But now Neil Simon's got to live with that he wrote a flop. A World War II vet in the state of Texas named Carl Schlesinger just turned 106 years old. He offered some practical advice for anyone who wants to make it to his age. Just do the best not to die, which is good advice. He obviously hasn't lost his sense of humor. Now, here we go. Banana addicts are freaking out after Trader Joe's just announced they're raising the price of a single banana for the first time in 23 years.
They're raising the price from 19 cents to 23 cents, 4 cents. But that's a 21% increase. And they're freaking out over the 4 cent increase in bananas. Odd but true, there's supposedly an actual law in Scotland where any man who gets caught wearing underwear under his kilt can be fined 2 cans of beer. Hard to imagine anyone is employed to enforce that law. I have to check, but we'll see. All right, you know, you have to think about this stuff. A former producer at The Price is Right, says the show was prepared if a contestant wet their pants. I guess it could happen if you get real excited. What do you do? Somebody on stage just wet their pants. Well, there were curtains and a blow dryer and a pair of sweats just in case. Since, you know, they got to go on with the show. They can't have somebody with wet pants. So a curtain, a little like a shower curtain, would come down and they'd hide them and they'd dry them with a blow dryer, give them some sweatpants to wear, and back they were. Now, it doesn't say if they ever had to do that. It just says they were prepared to do that just in case.
Wow.
Who knew? Yeah. Who knew that stuff even existed? All right, showbiz news. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Saw a picture of him. He's just had surgery. He was in the hospital. Just the Academy Awards a few weeks ago. Now he's in the hospital. He had a pacemaker put in. Says he's doing fine. He's ready to go back to work on his show FUBAR. Is that how you say it? FUBAR? Season 2 next month. Barb Barker's home. Bob Barker from The Price is Right. Lived in that house 50 years, on the market for $3 million. Scarlett Johansson is in talks to be in a new Jurassic World movie. They make it another one? It's expected to come out July 2nd, 2025. And Tommy Lee once destroyed Pamela Anderson's $1 million trailer on the Baywatch set after she filmed a scene and had a kiss, a coworker. Now that's jealousy when you destroy a $1 million trailer. A $1 million trailer? What was in that thing? 629 WRJN Radio. Hey, coming up, it's right into spring. We'll get you that keyword today. We'll tell you all about that in just a moment here. At WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station, 1400 AM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM.
Porsche just unveiled one of the fastest road cars in the world. Perfect for you to drive as fast as you can away from the feeling that all you are is a car guy now. And Linda doesn't love you, and maybe she never did. It sounds weird, but that's their slogan. Porsche, your wife is going to leave you.
Some business news. Amid the ongoing safety investigations, Boeing announced that its CEO is stepping down. Well, don't let the blown out door hit you on the way out, you know?
Boeing announced that three of its senior executives are stepping down, or to put it in Boeing terms, they were sucked out.
Six at WRJN, and coming up at a little after 7 o'clock, after our news at 7 o'clock, give you a chance to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and be entered to win one of two grand prizes that include new bikes, outdoor patio furniture, a blender, and more. Listen for your chance to win that Chula Vista Resort overnight stay and more with our Ride into Spring statewide contest here at WRJN. It ends this Friday at 4 p.m. More information and contest rules, go to civicmedia.us and then listen at 7:06 this morning. We'll give you a chance to win right here. I'll give you the keyword. They call it keyword. I like that password. The password is, we'll have it for you. And that's coming up at 7:06 this morning at WRJN, where it's 29 degrees. But I thought if we had a Beach Boys song, it might sound a little warmer, huh?
But wouldn't it be nice?
634 at WRJN Radio. Thank you for joining us today. Quick reminder here that you or a loved one, if you're facing a serious illness, feel better, worry less with Hospice Alliance's Supportive Care Management. It's a special kind of care that helps manage symptoms to improve quality of life while providing guidance and support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. Well, they're here, and they'll be in at 7:06 this morning. We've got Jim and Carol coming in, reminiscing about Racine. We'll have a good time, take you back to the good old days, which sometimes when you think about it, really weren't that good. You know, we tend to think about, when I think back to the good old days, but sometimes those days weren't as good. But we remember the good stuff. We forget the bad stuff. I told that story earlier about my kid I went to school with, Michael. I'll show Jim and Carol the picture and see if they agree that Michael looks like he is today. I think it's got to be the same kid. What are the chances of one kid with this name, including his last name, which I won't give you, but what are the chances of that kid coming from that small town of Massapequa Park and graduating the same year I did? It's got to be the same guy. Yeah, got to be. And this is the guy that kicked the shins of Miss Healy over and over again. So they threw him in the closet and locked the door with him in it. Ugh. I mean, all the kids in the classroom, and I remember this day vividly, and I was only like 7 years old. I remember that everybody was just, you know, our mouths are, what is going on? This is crazy. And then Miss Healy was crying. She had to go to the nurse's office, get her shins all bandaged up. They had to put bandages on him. And we're sitting in this class, and we're by ourselves, because all this stuff just happened. Mr. Dodd's dealing with this flailing kid in the office. And we're sitting there in dumb amazement that what we just witnessed. It was really strange. And this kid was a normal kid. Not anymore. Well, we'll find out. I'd love to talk to him. I'll get him on the air. I'll call him. Hey, Michael, we're on the air. Remember when you kicked Miss Healy over and over again and flailing, you locked in the closet? What happened? I would love to know. All right, people are nervous enough about getting a colonoscopy. It is nerve-wracking. I don't think the colonoscopy is as nerve-wracking as the prep getting ready for it. But anyway, with that in mind, Cracked.com posted a list of 7 different insects that have been found during people's colonoscopies. I had 2 colonoscopies done in my life, and I got to get, you know, you got to keep getting them. If there's an insect that they find, I don't want to know about it. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. Keep it a secret. Keep it locked up. Business news. Young people in China refusing to dress up for work and wearing pajama bottoms to the office. I like that. Boeing's CEO, of course, stepping down. You heard about that. The news comes after their stock price plummeted faster than their detached airplane doors. And Pizza Hut is running a $12 pizza promotion for their big eclipse, which is coming up next month. Is it a solar eclipse? Yeah, it's a solar eclipse coming up next month. Big promotion. They're calling it Total Eclipse of the Hut. Now that is good. That's very clever. A SWAT team in St. Louis raided a family's home after Apple's Find My feature said AirPods linked to a carjacking were inside. The feature isn't very accurate, though, because the AirPods were actually found outside in the street. The carjackers must have tossed them when they drove by. The family is now suing. This I don't understand at all. A landlord in Pennsylvania angry at a tenant for destroying a washer-dryer, so he set fire to the apartment. Now, the landlord owns that apartment, right? Why would he burn down his own apartment? That doesn't make sense. There's a poll on Ranker.com to determine the best comedy films of all time. Now, keep in mind, comedy is kind of subjective. We'll see if you agree. Blazing Saddles came out number 1, followed by National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, number 2, Airplane, number 3. Number 8 on the list was My Cousin Vinny, very funny movie. Number 11 was Planes, Trains, Automobiles. Number 20 on the list was Animal House. There were no movies from the 40s, 50s, and 60s on there, which gives you an idea of the age of the people that voted. If you want to escape the big city of Racine, and its twin big city, Mount Pleasant. If you want to escape the big city and see some nature, what animal would you want to see most in the wild? 2,000 people surveyed said, elephants, tigers, and dolphins. Oh, my. You don't see dolphins in the wild, though. You find them in the ocean. I don't think you'll find them in the wild. There are reports that the horror movie Late Night with the Devil made $666,666 at the box office, last Sunday, which would be creepy. 666-666. Apparently, though, it was close. $733,000, which kind of makes us all feel better. But you know, if you play the roulette wheel at a casino, have you ever added up all the numbers on a roulette wheel? If you add up all those numbers, it comes to 666. What does that tell you about gambling, huh? There was a new Craigslist scam where you're hired to run errands, then the scammer asks you to go to the bank to get some cash. He waits for you to put them on the phone, the banker. You know, so you put the teller on the phone with the scammer, and the scammer tells him it's a robbery. Put all the money in the bag and give to that person. A woman in Nebraska fell for it and unknowingly robbed the bank. I got to say something. Are people that gullible? Would you... First of all, I wouldn't do this thing on Craigslist. I've never been on Craigslist. But even if I was on Craigslist and somebody said, here, give the phone to the bank teller, would you be that stupid and gullible? All right. Looking for another movie about Titanic? Titanic director James Cameron says, ain't gonna happen. There was a rumor he was interested in making another one called it offensive, and he said he would never do it. Asked and answered. So that's Titanic 1, that's all we're getting. Although there were other movies made about Titanic. A Night to Remember, which was really a good movie, a British version of the film. And there was one with Clifton Webb and Barbara Stanwyck called Titanic. That was more of a story based on the ship. It was a kind of a family story, and it took place during the sinking of the ship. But A Night to Remember was good. The movie opens up, the ship is sinking. But I thought the James Cameron movie was very good, too. Woman in France gets hit by a tiny meteorite from outer space. She was having coffee with a friend, and she got hit by the meteorite. She's okay. Said it was really tiny, but, you know, it's a great story to tell, huh? Looking for a fun state to visit this summer? These were the 10 most fun states. I don't know who put this list together, but here they are. California. There is a lot of fun to do in California, by the way. Florida, Nevada, so far so good. New York, a lot of fun. Now, the rest of the list here, Illinois, Colorado, Washington, Texas, Minnesota, and Louisiana. Now, the least states where you're going to have fun, West Virginia, Mississippi, Delaware, Rhode Island, Arkansas, Vermont, Alabama, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Kentucky. Of course, everybody's ideal of fun is not the same. When I was a kid, we always went on vacation to Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. We always went up to New England, and we had a lot of fun up there. Rhode Island, I'm sure if you like vacationing, you know, just to get out and just relax, Rhode Island's a good place. West Virginia, Kentucky. Well, Kentucky's got some things to do. I don't know if I want to spend... Well, I did spend a vacation in Kentucky once. I take that back. All right, broccoli is the number one vegetable in America, with 29 states saying it's their favorite. Corn is having a moment, too. They're in the top few, corn. Carrots came in third, with 10 states liking that. Broccoli? Really? Come on. Odd but true, when Facebook was first launched in the year 2004, you could only upload one photo. There was no messaging, no notifications, no wall, no status updates. And just one photo. Boy, times have changed. I like this idea. A student came up with a cool idea called memory boxes. He visited 10 people in hospice and recorded them telling stories before they, you know, passed away, obviously. Each wooden box had the person's name on it, and inside looks like an old radio with a dial to change stations. Each station was a different story they told. Is that not a good idea? And we're kind of doing that here. Not with a box, but we're doing the WRJN Historical Marker series, which we have one coming up next week. And they're going to be preserved by the Racine Library and also by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. So we're kind of doing that, but I like that idea. You have a radio, you turn the dial, and you hear a different story from somebody who lived, you know, a long time ago. I like that. That's a good idea. How would you react to this? Someone posted a photo of a sign their boss put up announcing a new rule. For every minute late to work you are, you have to stay extra 10 minutes at the end of the day. So if you're 2 minutes late, you got to stay an extra 20. The person who posted it said it was a minimum wage job. They since left the job. They called it the worst place they ever worked at in their lives. Could you do that? I don't know if you can force somebody to stay an extra 20 minutes. I mean, it's not school where you get detention. You got to stay after. Angry at your boss? 23-year-old guy got drunk, stole his boss's car, parked it on a set of railroad tracks, and left it there to get hit. Luckily, the next train was able to stop in time and didn't hit the train. He's facing multiple charges. We'll assume he's out of that job. No, not a bright idea. Sounds like something you might do when you're, you know, drunk. But that's about it. All right, what else we got? Running out of excuses for being late. There's a new excuse for people who are always running late. It's called time blindness. Doctors say it happens when people struggle to balance their focus between the things they like to do and the things they have to do. Yeah, let me know how that works out for you. Having a big wedding with family and friends, it's wonderful, huh? But not everyone could afford it. A TikToker who predicts pop culture trends says micro-weddings will overtake traditional weddings in the next 10 years. She quotes statistics to back up her prediction. Also, according to her, micro-weddings can have the same features as traditional ones, just less than 50 guests. I don't think I had more than 50 guests. I had a micro. Who knew that I was trendy with a micro wedding? Well, that's kind of neat. Let's see what else we got for you here. If your guilty pleasure is to shove Twinkies and ding-dongs in your face at the same time, life got easier. Hostess debuted a new Twinkie ding-dong mashup. The inside is like a Twinkie, but it's covered in fudge like a ding-dong. And I guess dreams do come true. All right. Becoming sunny today. It's going to be a beautiful day with a high near 41. Clear tonight. Lows 26. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 45. Right now, it's windy, 29 degrees. Punxsutawney Phil said in the early spring. Wait till I get my hands on him. It's 6:49 at WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM if you're in Kenosha. You can also hear it at 98.1 in Racine, by the way. Hometown Radio, refreshed, a civic media station. WRJN, I'm Don Rosen. Keep it here. Fresh. Time for news. Stuart J. Waddles in our news center keeping his eye on things for us today. The search for a missing Racine woman, Leshesky Hill, continues 1 year after she went missing. A vigil is being held tonight for the 46-year-old woman last seen March 26th of last year near Douglas Avenue in Hubbard. Racine police put out a statement yesterday saying despite interviews and surveillance footage, no arrests or suspects have been identified. There is a reward for information leading to Hill's whereabouts. Flight for Life called out but couldn't land after a Kenosha County crash yesterday morning. It happened on Highway O in the town of Wheatland at around 10:30. Authorities say the driver veered out of their lane, hit a culvert, and then hit a driveway. The impact caused the car to flip over and land on its side. The driver suffered a head injury, but injuries aren't life-threatening. The chopper couldn't land due to the weather. An investigation continues. Car doors in Kenosha are being unlocked, giving police a reason to plead with the community. The Kenosha Police Department says in the past 2 weeks, there have been 15 reported car entries in several neighborhoods. Officials say the vehicles are being entered through unlocked doors and are urging people not to leave any valuable items inside. No word about suspects or arrest. Police do give the non-emergency line number as a way to report something suspicious. A new video board will be the first thing you notice at the ballpark. But there's also something new at the field level. As the Brewers' opening day draws near in Milwaukee, preparations underway to ensure an exceptional playing surface. One notable enhancement is the installation of Grass Max, an artificial root system. The technology aims to provide players with improved stability on the field and also makes it easier to reset the field after concerts and other events. Back to Stuart J. Wattles. Stuart, our news director, keeping an eye on news for us right here at WRJN. He'll have more stories throughout the day. He'll also have updates on these stories and more. So keep it here. Hey, just a quick reminder, listen every day at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. this week for your chance to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in the Dells and be entered to win one of two grand prizes that include new bikes, outdoor patio furniture, a blender, and more. Listen for your chance to win a Chula Vista Resort overnight stay and more with our Ride in the Spring statewide contest here on WRJN. It runs through this Friday at 4 p.m. For more info and contest rules, go to civicmedia.us and listen for the keyword. I will have it for you coming up at 7:06 this morning. Also, download the Civic Media app so you can play the game and win some good prizes. They're giving away all these overnight stays at Chula Vista. You might be the winner in our statewide contest. So go ahead and make WRJN the big station in the company for getting the most people to play the game. All right. Something else I want to remind you about before I forget. The Royal Family Kids Camp. Now, it ends this Friday. Not the camp, but the auction. We have now. I don't have my paper in front of me because I did something real stupid. I left it home. But from memory, I can do it. The Royal Family Kids Camp is a way for foster kids to spend 1 week just being a kid again. And they let these kids just have fun. It's in Lake Geneva, but, you know, they need money. Rick Teller and his wife, Rick's the assistant chief of police here in Racine. Him and his wife put this thing together. They have a lot of volunteers who give up 1 week of their lives to spend with these kids. These are foster kids that come from either abused families or they had to leave their families for some reason, and now they're with foster families. And the foster families are good to them, but they want to be a kid again. You want to have a good time. Forget all your troubles. And this lets them do it. Now, we are auctioning off 4 tickets to raise money. The Bucks, Celtics, April 9th at Five Serve Forum. You get free parking. You get $10 added on to each one of your tickets on the app. So you got $40 to spend. You'll sit in row 2. That's the BMO, VIP section. You also come in through the BMO VIP entrance. You live like a celebrity that week. All right, go to WRJN.com/bucks to give your name, email address, and your bid. Now, I don't have an updated bid, but a couple of weeks ago it was $1,200. You got to bid way above $1,200 at least to get these 4 tickets for April 9th, the Bucks, Celtics, and all the money raised, 100% of that money raised, every shekel will go toward the Royal Family Kids Camp in June. I think it's in June they're having it this year. So bid on those Bucks Celtic tickets, and there are 4 of them. Go to WRJN.com/bucks, WRJN.com/bucks. What makes this amazing, I just did all that from memory. I have nothing written in front of me whatsoever. What do you think of that? I never thought I could remember stuff like that, but I did. All right. All right, let's get some more stories in here, some more news stories. I wonder if this lady will ever press her luck and do this again. A woman in Missouri recently got scared when 2 bolts of lightning hit right next to her car. She pulled into a gas station, panicking, so she bought a Powerball ticket and won $50,000. Father of the Year? Well, a family in New Jersey almost had their big trip to Disney World ruined when their flight got canceled at the last second. They would have to wait 2 full days for another flight, but their dad, who couldn't go because of work, picked them up at the airport and announced, "I am driving you there." He drove for 17 hours straight to get them to Orlando. Then he napped, turned around, drove back, and went back to work. Only missed 1 day of work, by the way. Now, would your dad have done that? My dad, maybe. I don't know. My mother would have done it. My dad, maybe he would have done it. I know my mother would have. I remember one time I wanted this 45 RPM record, and I think I threw a tantrum. I was big on throwing tantrums. And my mother drove almost an hour to this record store, the one record store that had it, and she got me the record and drove back. You know, would I have done that as a parent? Absolutely not. I would have said, "You're doing without the record." But no, my mother did that. Would my father have driven to Orlando? I don't know. Maybe. But this guy's the father of the year, isn't he? All right. This is really odd, but true. Abraham Lincoln's son, Robert, was not at the theater when his dad was assassinated, and that was back in 1865. But he was there when 2 other presidents were killed. He was with James Garfield at a train station in Washington, D.C., when Garfield was assassinated in 1881. He was also in the same building in New York when William McKinley was assassinated in 1901. Now, if Dateline had been around back in those days, he would have been a prime suspect. Police would have picked him up. So you were at the scene of both assassinations. Can you explain that? Now, I mean, he'd be a prime suspect. Back then, no. All right, Jim Brassier, Carol Gianforte coming in here. They'll be in just a moment. We're reminiscing about Racine. Plus, we'll have your keyword for our Ride into Spring statewide contest. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for being here. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. It's 6:58.